We now invite Wayne Bennion to share with us a little bit of history about pride.
If this seems repetitive, we'll just have to tell you that the Reverend kind of stole some of my thunder with her call to worship.
Guilty as charged.
When I first volunteered to talk about this, I was going to explain how Judy Garland's funeral had sparked the rebellion on Christopher Street that night. And when I was doing my research, I found that it was a bit more controversial than I thought. So it may have had nothing to do with it. Some people think it did, some people think it didn't. But I would just tell you that Judy Garland's lavish New York funeral was held the afternoon of June 27th. And a few hours later, the events we are commemorating occurred. In the Greenwich Village neighborhood of New York City, in the wee hours of June 28th, the police raided an unlicensed gay bar run by the mafia. That bar was the only one in New York City that would permit same-sex couples to dance. And it was the Stonewall Inn. The raid turned into a riot. And according to Time magazine, writing decades later, the uprising was inspired by a potent cocktail of pent-up rage. Raids of gay bars were brutal and routine. Overwrought emotions, hours earlier, thousands had wept at the funeral of Judy Garland, and drugs. As a 17-year-old cross-dresser was being led into the paddy wagon and got a shove from a cop, she fought back. A crowd of several hundred people that had gathered to watch turned violent. Police had to barricade themselves inside the bar to protect themselves from bricks and bottles. And the following night, the streets were again filled with rioters. Then the following Wednesday, the Village Voice, the newspaper, published reports of the event, rather dismissively talking about forces of faggotry, limp wrists, and Sunday fag follies. So there was, of course, a demonstration in front of their offices, which culminated in injuries to participants and police, and looting, and 5 arrests. So that's what we now call the Stonewall Riots, Stonewall Rebellion, or what President Obama termed the Stonewall Uprising in his proclamation of the site as a National Historic Landmark in 2016. Stonewall, as I call it, is widely acknowledged to be the spark that ignited the movement to demand freedom and equality for the gay community. The next year, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago had parades on the last Sunday of June to mark the first anniversary, and San Francisco had a gay inn. And the San Francisco parade began in 1972, and the rainbow flag was created for use in the 1978 San Francisco parade. So this year, we mark the 50th anniversary of Stonewall in gratitude for the remarkable progress toward complete acceptance that the U.S. has made and in anticipation of even more to come.
Let's sing before we welcome Annie to the podium.
I was admiring her gifts. I think they're beautiful. And I'm an auntie too, and every time my nieces and my nephews and my niece graduate through another school year, I send them a little money. I'm your favorite aunt that survived another year. And then I send a little something to my sister, who's an assistant teacher, and say, "You survived." I always put a topic to when I speak, and this one I decided to say, "We stand on the shoulders of giants." I was about 14 when I moved from a quiet neighborhood in Hayward to San Francisco with my mom and 2 sisters, and we lived on a beautiful Victorian about 3 blocks above the Castro. It was my neighborhood. It was where I really grew up. I could stand and see 5 bridges from my front windows. And San Francisco was my world, but the Castro was my neighborhood and where I loved things. And every Saturday night, we would go down to the Castro Theater. And I loved going to the movies. And during the intermission, I would go up to the beautiful mezzanine and kind of look out at my street and listen to the jangle of the In Judas and went through the tunnels and look at some of the people I knew on the street. And there was a gay bar directly across from me. And one Saturday night, I saw these army guys marching up like a troop and heading towards the gay bar. And I was wondering what was happening. And they started a big fight. And the fight went into the bar, and I could actually hear it from the mezzanine. And they were beating up the gay men. And I just suddenly, I didn't feel so innocent anymore. It wasn't fun. These were people that I knew that were getting beaten up. And the cops never came to at all. And this happened to be a routine. Not every Saturday, but quite often, they would come and beat the people up. And I was moved to a what you call a experimental school, a free school, about then. And my teacher, Pat Smith, who was my mentor, was lesbian, and she introduced me to the gay liberation movement and told me a little bit of the history about some of the women in the movement who lost their children because they were identified as gay. And I couldn't, it broke my heart. I couldn't imagine the pain they must have felt to lose their children just because of who they were. And all of the men that had to deal with conversion camps. And in this school, I could study whatever I wanted. So I studied a little bit about the gay movement in San Francisco. And I was one of those people in the first gay pride parade with my friends. I was standing at one end of the banners with my friends. Thank you. I just couldn't understand why civil rights didn't include everybody. People were just people. I had a friend whose father was a psychiatrist who kicked him out of the house. And he was transgender, and he was trying to cope with that. But I was really impressed by the support that he got from the community down in the Tenderloin and the fact that he was learning to have pride and joy in what he was. And I want to bring up the Compton Cafe riot, if anybody doesn't know about it. It happened 2 years before the Stonewall riot. And it was known as the first collective militant resistance, queer resistance in US history. Down at the Compton Cafe, a lot of what they called the drag queens and the transgender people and the hustlers, and they would like to hang out for hours. The coffee was cheap. But after the bars closed, the police would come in, and just like at the Stonewall Inn, they would raid them and arrest them for impersonating a woman or other things that they could make up, and they would have the paddy wagons outside. And one day, the drag queens just said, police grabbed one, and they just said, forget it, I'm not going to go. She threw the coffee in the guy's face, and then they started throwing the silverware, and then a fight started. And then the entire crowd outside started fighting the police and standing up for themselves and fought being put in paddy wagons. And I remember what the buildup was for the Pride Parade and how excited and fearful everyone was, but how happy they were to stand up for themselves and to say, hey, this is who I am, and I'm proud of it. I also want to say that it wasn't until 1986 that being gay was taken away as a medical diagnosis from the insurance companies. It's taken that long. I also want to say when I was a medical worker and a forensic nurse at the Hall of Justice Jail in San Francisco in 1985. We were still told that if they weren't sure whether it was a man or a woman, we had the right to strip the person down in the showers and look at their genitalia. And that is changing. And I think the process is a beautiful thing to see and to understand that we are all people. That's all we are. We're people, and we should love who we are and really support who we are. Just that's it, just who we are. And I love to see families and people come together and accept each other. And I think back of all those people that sacrificed their lives, that lost their families, that had to make choices that were difficult for them. And I want to say, good for you, you know? I'm standing up for you now. And I realized that Popeye was right when he said, I am what I am, and I'm proud of it. And that's a great motto to live by.
You are great. We love you.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
As some of you may or may not know, I was on the library staff of the Hayward Public Library for some 46 years. And I was very fond of all those years. But you know, back there in the early 1960s, my stay at the library almost didn't happen. I had just gotten out of library school, and suddenly Bill Webster, who was head of the library, got a call from the Hayward police, and they said, do you know that you have a homosexual on your staff? And I said, yes, we know, and his name is Frank Howell, and he says, we don't care whether he's gay or not. So I always sing the praises of Bill Webster, who's passed away several years ago. And since then, I've did the years in which I was at the library, I did everything I could to promote gay rights. And suddenly, one day, a group of students descended on the library, young college students, and they said, we think the Hayward Library should come out for gay rights and for gays and lesbians. Of course, transgenders hadn't come forth in at that point. So I said, yes, I think that's true. And so I said, what I'm going to do is establish a special section of books for gays and lesbians, you know, books and articles and so forth, so that when they, in the future, when they come, they can see what it is like to be a gay and lesbian and not have to be ashamed. So that is what I have to say. Thank you.
What an honor to have heard those testimonies. Thank you so much. You are a blessing to this community. We celebrate Pride because of you and now with you. Thank you. I titled this little reflection, This Is Me. coming out during the height of the AIDS crisis in New York City was not easy. Coming out within a Latin American Catholic family was not easy. Coming out as a mother fearing losing custody of my baby boy was not easy. Coming into community as a woman of color within an all-white lesbian community was not easy. Coming into a Unitarian Universalist denomination as a queer Indigenous Catholic immigrant has been both liberating and an ongoing challenge to be seen, to be really seen for all of who I am. Coming into Unitarian Universalist ministry has taught me that we all need and want to belong. That one of the most important things we do for one another is to welcome each other into community, to always have a place ready at the table, to make it easier for someone who is looking for a safe space, for a kind word, for an opportunity to offer their gifts and to join with others in building a more loving world. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, let us remember that the Stonewall Inn, a bar, became, out of a necessity, a refuge, became a sanctuary, a welcoming table, a dance floor where people could be and bring their whole selves, could be seen, could be loved. Let us remember that Stonewall's legacy is revolution, courage, resistance against oppression, and also strength in diversity. May we remember and honor Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, African-American and Puerto Rican transgender women who sparked the Stonewall Uprising and continued for decades to struggle against the transphobia coming from the feminist, lesbian, and gay communities. 2 years after the Stonewall Uprising, Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera organized and opened Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, STAR, in New York City, a radical political collective that provided housing and support to homeless queer youth, some of the most vulnerable members of the community. Rivera and Johnson were the mothers of that household. STAR is considered by many to be a groundbreaking organization in the queer liberation movement. Here we are 50 years later, and it is sad to think that we still need a shelter for our youth, our queer, transgender, LGBTQ youth. Beloveds, may we honor the memory of Stonewall by recommitting ourselves to being a welcoming congregation, a beloved community. May we recommit ourselves to practicing radical hospitality, to recognize that there is strength in our diversity, and to continue to extend the welcoming table for those who are not yet here. Amen.